this on for 40 minutes.
Hi, how are you? This is Emil, customer service. The supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
Okay. He was just telling me that when I ordered something, supposedly a free gift for doing a survey or something like that, I also agreed to pay $49.97 for some factory direct savings store or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I did not know. I caught myself reading the terms of agreement or whatever, but I did not get this really good. Maybe it was an oversight on my part, but you've been taking $49.97 out of my account since December, and I don't have $49.97 to give anybody. I did not know that this was a terms and condition of this ordering something off of offline for doing a free survey. It's not free when I paid $7.49 for the shipping and handling or something. And then next thing I know, there's $49.97 taken out of my account for December, January, and February. Maybe you should put this disclaimer or this whatever in bold print so people will know, because I don't have $49.97 to be giving up every month. And my bank finally caught it. I had questions about it, and the bank finally caught it and everything. So is there any way I can get my money back, my $49.97 for December, January, and February?
I'd be more than happy to look into it for you. Just bear with me just one brief moment, please.
Okay, then. And the guy that I was talking to, he did reimburse me half of what I paid this month, but that's not helping me when my account is overdrawn, because I didn't know this stuff was coming out, and I'm on a fixed income.
All righty. And that first and last name, along with that billing address for security purposes, please.
Deborah Harris, and the billing address is 110 Ocean Street, Oxford, North Carolina. The zip code is 27565.
Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. So reviewing the account, I do understand that there was a purchase that was made for the Wi-Fi booster. Yes, ma'am, for the shipping and handling charge of $7.45. And the $7.45 mm-hmm. only has something to do with the Wi-Fi booster. 24 right. to 48 hours of that purchase, if the account was not canceled, then the alpha trial charge would apply to the account. It will send you a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email to order more items off the website. They did cancel the account for you, so there will be no other charges to come off the account. Let's see. I do see that was a today charge. So with those other charges coming off the account, we are able to provide you. And they didn't do you a half refund. They fully reversed your today charge.
He said it was $24.99 that he put back.
No, it was the whole $49.97, just to let you know. We are able to provide you a 35% refund on your older charges.
And how much is that?
One brief month. The highest that I can do is 50. That would be two refunds of $39.97. So that's $49.97 and two refunds of $39.97 falling back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
No problem. I'm glad that we was able to get this resolved for you. Once again, 3 to 5 business days for that refund. I do appreciate you for giving customer service a call. Would you like your cancellation number?
Yes.
Okay. That's going to be C as in Charlie.
I'm sorry. Okay, C.
258. 931.
126. And you said how much was the refund? The whole $49.97 for today?
Yes, ma'am. And the older charge is $39.97.
For both of them?
Right.
So is that 39 each or just 39 total?
39 each.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Thanks for calling customer service.
Okay. And you said 3 to 5 business days?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You do the same. Thanks for calling customer service.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.